It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Caitlin Kozad.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I'm your host, Caitlin Kozad, and for today's program, we're providing an update on the novel coronavirus known as COVID-19. Joining me this morning is Dr. Matthew Carlson, family medicine physician at Good Shepherd Urgent Care. Dr. Carlson, along with all of our physicians that serve at Good Shepherd Healthcare System, are keeping a pulse on current information and best practices for patient care during the novel coronavirus pandemic. Today, we will update you on all things COVID-19, what Good Shepherd is doing to prepare for a potential surge in COVID-19 cases, and especially what you, our community members, can do and to help continue to slow the spread of this infectious disease. Dr. Carlson, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Caitlin, thanks so much for the opportunity to speak to the community about this important health crisis.
So, Dr. Carlson, tell us about your background and how many years you've been caring for patients seeking family medicine.
I am board certified in family medicine and have worked in primary care, emergency departments, and currently am with Good Shepherd Health in urgent care. I've been doing health care since I started out as a paramedic 16 years before I became a physician, and then I've been a physician for about 10 years.
Wonderful, and I see you're wearing a mask, which is great practice, a very colorful mask, might I add.
Well, you've got to add some color into sometime a dismal landscape.
So tell us about your experience caring for patients that have visited Good Shepherd Urgent Care during this pandemic.
So we continue to see the basic patients that we see on a normal basis, all the way from broken toes to simple stitches, from people having upper respiratory infections, common colds, having the flu, strep throat, people that are having bad allergies, all of the common stuff that afflict members of the community on a regular basis. We're also seeing a significant uptick in those individuals that I like to call the walking worried. Those are individuals that have symptoms that are related and are similar to COVID-19 that need the reassurance of a physician, of a healthcare provider, to tell them, yes, you should be concerned, or no, these are the reasons that you shouldn't.
So what precautions has Good Shepherd Urgent Care put into place to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 and protect patients and staff?
So one of the main precautions that's very similar to the system-wide changes that Good Shepherd Health System has made is that when you come to our office building, initially in the entry atrium, you're going to be asked a series of questions at a screening table. Once you're done answering those questions, you may be directed either to contact your primary care provider by phone, or you may be given specific instructions pertaining directly to your chief complaint. Following that, your temperature will be taken, and you will be brought back into the urgent care to then see one of our providers. You will note that our providers at our front desks are all wearing masks, and it is very likely that the provider that you will see in the room is also going to be wearing a mask. These masks are in place to help protect you and to help protect the providers.
I think that's very assuring for our community members to know that those precautions are in place to protect them and the staff. So maybe we should touch on how many cases we're looking at currently that are positive in the state of Oregon, as well as our county at this time. Do you have those numbers?
Yes, I do. So the thing important to remember is that with COVID-19, this is a very dynamic situation. And sometimes you can go to look and plan to have a report or plan to have a meeting that starts at 11 o'clock, and you go and look at data at 10:30. And the next thing you know, you're changing your information you're bringing to that 11 o'clock meeting.
Right.
So as of 10:44 a.m. today, The Oregon County Health Authority reported 736 positive cases of COVID-19 with 19 deaths in the state. Umatilla County has 5 positive cases and currently no deaths. It's important to note that Umatilla County Public Health is the source of information for confirmed or presumptive COVID-19 cases, and you can look online at ucohealth, all one word, .net for further information.
Excellent. And I did see as well today, it looks like number of cases across the world is up to 921,924. So with those numbers in mind, I imagine by now many of our community members have learned how this virus spreads and how to protect themselves, hopefully. But will you give us a reminder based on Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines?
So the virus is primarily spread through droplets. These are spread through people speaking, coughing, and sneezing within a range of about 6 feet for immediate transmission from the cough, sneeze, or speech. Those virus particles are trapped in those droplets, do tend to drop to the ground or surfaces relatively quickly, but can stay airborne in enclosed areas for up to 3 hours. That is why it is important to remember our social distancing of 6 feet, because if these droplets containing the viruses get into your mouth, your nose, or your eyes, that is how you become infected. The virus droplets can remain viable and alive on surfaces and objects and can transmit the virus if you touch those surfaces and objects and then touch your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. This really reinforces the need and the reminder to people to wash your hands frequently and to also, and I personally know this is a very difficult thing, not touch your face during the course of the day and remembering to frequently wash your hands for at least 20 seconds each time.
Fantastic. So let's talk about asymptomatic cases and what that means. Can someone spread the virus without actually showing signs of being sick?
Unfortunately, yes. Although people are the most contagious when they are the most symptomatic, i.e. the most sick, but some transmission of the virus is possible when people are totally asymptomatic. We call these people the silent infected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these asymptomatic cases are just one more reason to practice social distancing to reduce the spread of COVID-19. So how important is it, Dr. Carlson, for each of us to do our part and respect Governor Brown's order and the recommendations to stay home?
I cannot put a big enough measure on how extremely important not only maintaining the social distance of 6 feet to protect ourselves and our loved ones, but also staying at home. The more you're out and about, the more you make trips that are not medically necessary to a doctor, or those once a week trips to get supplies from a grocery store, the more you increase the likelihood, if you are silent infected, at transmitting the virus, or that while you're out and about, picking up the virus yourself.
Absolutely. So what should community members do if they feel ill and or suspect they may have COVID-19?
So if you're exhibiting those common symptoms such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath, also the loss of taste or the sensation of smell, please call your primary care provider first to discuss your next steps. If you don't have a primary care provider, you can contact in Umatilla County by calling 211 from your cell with questions regarding COVID-19. Also, you can now call the Good Shepherd Health System triage line at 541-667-3424 regarding questions. Now, of course, if you are experiencing a medical emergency, if you have severe shortness of breath, or someone in your family is extremely life-threateningly sick, you can call 911 as you always have been able to.
Absolutely. Those are very important things that our community members need to be aware of, so that they know what to do in the cases that they feel ill or suspect COVID-19. So to help prevent the spread of misinformation, which seems to be happening a lot, what organization should we seek accurate information from?
So one of the main centers that you'll want to look for online is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. They have up-to-date, accurate information, as well as an online tool that allows you to input your symptoms and gives you direction if you are concerned about yourself or a loved one and COVID-19. You can also seek information from the Oregon Health Authority, the OHA, the Umatilla County Public Health, UCO Health, and Good Shepherd's website or Facebook page. The World Health Organization, the WHO, is also a very good source for accurate and confirmed information. It's very important to stay away from speculative and unconfirmed sources and keep in mind that information is changing very quickly.
No kidding. So let's talk about testing. This is a prevalent topic in the media and at all levels of healthcare, and I'm sure our listeners are very interested to know about testing.
So testing, as many people have heard within the media, has been limited in some areas due to the sheer overwhelming number of people that need to be tested, wanted to be tested, and also the amount of supplies we have to be able to do the testing. Currently, here at Good Shepherd Health System Urgent Care, we don't have a specific shortage of supplies to do the testing, but we are still following the CDC's recommendation for limiting the amount of testing that we're doing to those people that are symptomatic and would benefit mostly from knowing about the positivity of their COVID-19 status. This is important to remember because not everyone who's sick needs to have the testing performed. In the same setting, knowing a positive COVID status does not change your treatment. Currently, there is no specific treatment for COVID-19. We recommend home isolation for 7 to 14 days. We recommend symptomatic treatment for the cough, for the shortness of breath, for the body aches. We recommend isolation of that individual. Having the test being positive or negative is not going to affect these recommendations.
And just as a guideline for, what Good Shepherd Healthcare System is doing, if a patient meets criteria that's been advised by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we test for COVID-19. Specimens are then sent to our contracted laboratory or the Oregon State Public Health Laboratory, where, if positive, would then be considered presumptive and sent on to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for confirmation. And typically, I understand it takes between 3 and 5 days for results.
That is correct.
So now let's talk about personal protective equipment, this PPE that everyone's talking about. It's a topic of great importance that all leadership is discussing in healthcare right now.
So PPE are those common pieces of protective equipment that prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, you probably saw on a regular basis, but did not take note of. Those items range from face shields to eye protection to surgical masks to other specialized masks, which limit the amount of the particle size that people can inhale, to those gowns that you might have seen and gloves. Part of the reason that we are having difficulty with the supply of PPEs is that the supply chain that existed for our PPEs was dependent on foreign contracts. And so within these contracts, the areas that were hit the hardest prior to COVID-19 getting to the shores of the United States were also the places which also had high personal demand for the very PPEs that they were producing. So it provided a pretty significant glitch in our supply chain. The other problem that we had and still continue to have is individuals within our communities hoarding PPE supplies that they have personally purchased from Amazon or other suppliers. Also, individuals who are attempting to profiteer from these hoarding of these supplies and selling these items online or through other retailers at significantly exorbitant prices. Hoarding hurts everyone, and especially in the setting of lacking PPEs, this significantly impacts the healthcare providers who are attempting to provide care to your loved ones in the setting of if they become severely ill with COVID-19. If these healthcare providers do not have adequate protection, they themselves will then become infected with the virus, and there will be no one left eventually to care for those people that need the care the most.
Yeah, so just a snapshot of what we're looking at Good Shepherd Healthcare System. With the national shortage of PPE, we are judiciously monitoring our supplies and working closely with vendors and state agencies to support us. We have plenty of some supplies while others are getting low, but not critically low. The state emergency stockpile can be tapped into depending on our needs and the needs of other hospitals throughout our state. So now let's talk about what steps Good Shepherd Healthcare System is taking to prepare for a potential outbreak in our community. So our healthcare system has instituted an incident command team. Now, many hospitals are doing this. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if all of them are across the state of Oregon. This incident command team meets twice a day with reporting from top down and back up to keep communication clear as guidelines and processes are changing quickly, sometimes minute to minute. We have a stepladder system of response actions based on the number of COVID-19 cases that presents to us. And we're preparing diligently for a potential surge in cases, basically hoping for the best but preparing for the worst, carefully. We're working closely with Umatilla County Public Health, the Oregon Health Authority. We're following guidelines provided by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And obviously, the most important thing is providing a safe environment for our patients and staff.
I would totally agree. Providing a safe environment for our patients and staff is the utmost importance. And thus, Good Shepherd Healthcare System has implemented a no visitation policy as a protective measure to reduce the spread of COVID-19. We understand the importance and value of patients having access to their loved ones while receiving care in our hospital and clinics. And though we have restricted visitation at this time, we encourage patients and loved ones to communicate via phone, video call, or other online platforms that allow visual communications. Applications such as WhatsApp, Zoom, FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, all of these allow the opportunity for us to maintain that connection with our loved ones that can be so valuable during their healing.
We realize that some exceptions need to be made and have prepared the following guidelines for those exceptions. Minor children requiring care in the hospital or at a clinic outpatient site will be permitted one parent or guardian per patient, one at a time throughout the day with no more than two parents per day. In our family birth center, we're allowing one care partner during length of stay. And then patients receiving end-of-life care where death is imminent, as identified by a physician or advanced practice provider, no more than two visitors in our facility per every 12 hours. Patients requiring a legal guardian to make medical decisions on their behalf, they're allowed one care partner during length of stay. And finally, patients requiring a care partner for self-management are allowed one care partner during length of stay. So for these limited exceptions, visitors must all be 18 years or older and be free of fever, cold, or flu-like symptoms.
remembering also that if going through those restrictions as we just did, if you have any questions at all, please call the unit to where your loved one has been admitted if you have any further questions or don't understand why you may or may not be allowed to come onto site. We want to remember and to remind you that you may be receiving a call from your physician's office if you have an upcoming clinic and or surgical procedure. We are postponing many non-urgent planned surgical procedures and procedures that are elective until further notice. Some visits that you may have already been planned on may be conducted virtually as a video or phone visit with your provider, depending on the medical services you are seeking.
Yes, that is important to note, and something that you can absolutely ask your provider about, if that is available to you to utilize video or phone visits with them. I'd like to also add just a couple things. Our education department's scheduled activities have been suspended and postponed through May 1st, 2020 at this time. You can call 541-667-3509 if you have any questions about any education department scheduled classes or events. Also, our Good Shepherd home medical equipment is open still for your medical equipment needs, and we're encouraging patients to call ahead to 541-667-3477 for inventory checks, payment, and to arrange for curbside pickup. Also note that you can call ahead for delivery of beds, oxygen, and other necessary medical equipment. Another thing, our Good Shepherd Clinic Pharmacy has started offering a new service. They're providing free prescription delivery services to our patients' households. This is awesome because it definitely helps to support social distancing and reduce the number of people arriving to campus. So if you want to arrange for a free prescription delivery, you can call 541-667-3652. And we've also got curbside delivery at the pharmacy, which you can call that same number to arrange for. One more thing to note, we have closed our cafeteria to the public in accordance with the guidance from Governor Brown. And, you know, all of these precautions are in place to reduce the number of individuals coming to campus and really to prevent our patients, staff, and community from potential exposure to illness. One more thing to add, as a reminder, our hospital is here for all your emergency care needs, per usual. And our emergency room is open 24 hours. If you have a medical emergency and are able to come in, please do so or call 911.
Remember also that the emergency department is not a place to come to for COVID-19 testing or COVID-19 information. Please utilize those other sources, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the Umatilla County Health Department, as your primary sources, and as the name implies, your primary care provider, to offer you assistance.
Yes. So any suggestions, Dr. Carlson, for our community members at home for protecting mental health care and dealing with stress, anxiety, even depression with these challenges during isolation?
So this is a very important thing that we've been talking a lot about in the medical community. And our understanding of these unprecedented times has led us to come to the place where we're realizing that people are really experiencing a sense of grief. Grief for the things that they have lost, grief for the things that they may lose. The certainty of uncertainty weighs heavily on many people. Ways that you can help protect yourself are to continue to do things that bring you joy. If previous to the pandemic, you had a discipline of praying on a regular basis, if you read Bible verse, if you had regular conversations with your neighbors, even in a setting of social distancing and isolation at home, you do have the ability to reach out to those individuals by electronic platform And remembering that that smartphone in your hand, not only can it be used for viewing cat videos, but it also can be used as a telephone. In that same idea, online resources such as betterhelp.com, BETTERHELP.com, is an online counseling service that is supported by many health insurances and can provide online counseling. Also, just going out of doors and enjoying the beautiful changes that we see here in this area, trails that are around the area, going for hikes. If you meet an individual while on a hike, just give them that 6 feet of social distancing. If you go to the Good Shepherd website, you can also find the service of Prescription Trails. Prescription Trails has a listing of all of the local trails that are open for hiking with distances, access points, and other information that can make utilizing them more enjoyable and easy. Most of all, again, do those things that bring you joy. Read a book. Call a friend. Call a loved one. Continue to maintain connected, because truly all of us are involved in this. And even though we are isolated in our homes, we are still one people, one community.
Oh, you put that so well. I want to add, too, that, you know, our community members might forget that our staff are our people, too. And, you know, Good Shepherd Healthcare System is encouraging our staff to do check-ins with one another, team huddles, and utilize our employee assistance benefit, which includes free and confidential counseling via phone, among other things. So very important to be cognizant of those things. So I wanted to go into talking about how supportive and amazing our community has been. Some of the things we've received so far at Good Shepherd, just from the pure generosity of our community, has been overwhelming. Local dentists and orthodontists have donated unused PPE, and our local Home Depot donated several non-latex gloves. Amazon Web Services has located surplus N95 masks and donated them to us. Our Good Shepherd auxiliary volunteers have been sewing masks at home for our healthcare workers. And several local quilters have worked with Mama Bear's Quilt Shop in Stanfield to donate hundreds of masks that they have sewn together. We also received 39 cases of booties on behalf of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and the Umatilla County Sheriff's Department. One Boardman citizen donated a box of unused N95 masks and stated, "May God bless you folks and all of our fellow citizens during these trying times." So you can definitely see that it's just been tremendous, the support that we've received. Any community members that wish to donate unopened PPE can drop it off at Checkpoint A. This is near the Elm Street entrance of our campus. And, you know, keep in mind any surplus received will be distributed to other local facilities in need throughout our community. So on behalf of Good Shepherd Healthcare System, we thank you for your immense support during this unprecedented time and every day. Do you have anything else to add, Dr. Carlson?
Caitlin, I want to add that we at Good Shepherd Health System know how to prepare for situations like this. We are always there ready to care, and our communities are counting on us to be there for them now. We have prepared carefully, and as we have in the past for illnesses like SARS, H1N1, Ebola, Zika.
Absolutely. Very important to be prepared. And if you're just joining us now, we have been talking about the novel coronavirus known as COVID-19 and providing our listeners with an update on current information, CDC guidelines for reducing the spread, precautions in place at Good Shepherd, and a lot of helpful information to know. We just heard from Dr. Matthew Carlson, family medicine physician at Good Shepherd Urgent Care. He's given us great perspective on current confirmed facts and what it's like caring for patients in our communities during this pandemic. We have a caring community of healthcare professionals at Good Shepherd, and we want the best outcomes for our patients and our employees, so we are always striving to deliver care in a safe, efficient, and compassionate way. With guidance and collaboration with state and local organizations, we hope to deliver the best care possible during the novel coronavirus outbreak and every day. Dr. Carlson, thanks so much for being here with us today. Our community appreciates all the work of our doctors, nurses, and their support teams and everything they are doing. We also appreciate our patients and community members taking this seriously as we each do our part to reduce the spread of COVID-19 during this challenging time. This is Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be safe.